This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Back in 1990, the rock video channel MTV launched a campaign to get young people to the polls. It was called Rock the Vote. MTV used their cheeky attitude and the star power of Madonna, then 31. Here's why Madonna said she voted.
Kind of like sex with my boyfriend. I mean, what do I get out of it? I'll tell you what I get out of it. A good night's sleep. Because if I have to listen to him complain one more night about how I'm not a responsible citizen of this country and how my vote can make a difference, how if everyone had the same lousy attitude I have, where would we be? I swear I'm going to blow chunks.
Well, it's been 24 years since Rock the Vote launched, but eligible voters under 30 are still notoriously underrepresented at the polls. In the last presidential election, two-thirds of eligible voters 30 and over turned out, but less than half the people under 30 did. So why is it so hard to get people under 35 to vote? Matthew Siegel is co-founder of Our Time, a nationwide network that tries to get young people to vote. They're based in Washington, D.C. He says to get people under 30 to vote, campaigns like Rock the Vote are essential.
If you don't leverage mass media, celebrities, athletes, musicians, as spokespersons for communicating with young people, then you're just not being smart and savvy in reaching us.
As a rule, young people don't vote as much as older people, and they vote much less than seniors, very much older people. Why not?
There has been a decline in civic education over the years, which many state public school systems have dropped their civics programs and haven't necessarily indicated the importance of why, how, when, and where to vote. But I also think, pragmatically, as people grow older, they do realize how the political system, how the tax code, how different economic policies affect them more, and thus they're more likely to participate and want to have a say in those systems. Whereas when you're a young person, maybe 18, and your first time voting, you might still be a dependent on your parents, and thus you don't realize the direct implication of political issues.
If more young people voted, how would it affect our politics? How would it affect the issues we see around us?
I think if more young people voted, we'd have a much more progressive system when it comes to civil rights and social justice. We would significantly change our course on the so-called war on drugs. Young people are very supportive of laxer drug policies and ending the mass incarceration we've seen as a nation. I think if young people voted in greater numbers, we'd also see a lot more funding for higher education, including an increased Pell Grant and a much more reformed student loan system, an increase in national service and jobs and investment toward young workforce training, and then more social progressivism on the civil rights, LGBT equality, racial equality, and drug reform matters.
Matthew Siegel is my guest. He's co-founder of Our Time. It's a nationwide network trying to get young people to go out and vote. Are there barriers to young people voting that do not exist for older voters?
I think there are some procedural barriers that do uniquely affect young people, particularly some of the states that have passed photo ID restrictions that say, like in Texas, you can vote with a gun license but not a student ID, or states that have said that if you live in dormitories on college campuses, they're not considered proper domicile or addresses. But for the most part, I think the bigger barrier to participation is motivation, not procedural inhibitors.
So what are you doing to motivate young people?
We are making the case, as we say all the time, that you either help write the menu or you're on the menu. And what we mean by that is if we do not have a greater input in day-to-day public decision-making, then you can clearly see how our priorities will be on the chopping block, how education funding has declined in 47 states. That is a testament to the fact that young people aren't voting enough. And that's the message we have to embrace and articulate in a much more vociferous manner.
Are there some politicians who get an advantage because young people don't turn out?
there are absolutely politicians who have a vested interest in seeing diminished youth turnout. Young people in 2008 and in 2012 were majority for Barack Obama. In 2008, they were two-thirds for Barack Obama. So based on those trends alone, you can figure that Republican politicians think and perceive as the of the young demographic as liberal, and therefore the very partisan ones will have a vested interest in diminishing younger turnout.
Are those Republicans right? You say that you feel as though the youth vote is going to be more progressive. When I hear progressive, I'm hearing Democratic. I'm not hearing Republican. Are Republicans right to think that it's not in their interest to have a bigger youth turnout?
Well, they're right in the short term in terms of their social views, which are way out of step with how America is emerging. But they're wrong in the long term in that there's numerous studies and clear data that indicates that young voters are susceptible to the candidates who reach out to them and put in time and effort into making the case for why their party or their core ideology is best fit. So I just think that the notion of their social views being way out of mainstream with where young people stand is really the big hurdle they have to overcome.
What measurable improvement have you at Our Time been able to make in voter turnout for young people?
Well, we registered over 300,000 people in 2012, and our goal is to register, although it's a midterm, about 250,000 in 2014.
Do you go back and check and see if those people who registered voted?
Absolutely. And in fact, contrary to a popular belief, voter registration is one of the biggest indicators into voter turnout. About 80% of the people who register to vote, in fact, show up. But if they've been on the rolls for year after year, that turnout decreases considerably. And for us, over 90% of the people we registered, many of whom were first-time voters, showed up to the polls.
Matthew Siegel is co-founder of Our Time, a nationwide network promoting voter empowerment for young people. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Take care.
This is The Record on KUOW Seattle.